Oh, so it resigned because of that? Oh, okay. Gotcha. I thought you quit.
You're live.
I'm live? Alrighty. Well, good morning, everyone. Hate to break up all the wonderful conversations going on, but I've been told that I have to cut short as it is. So if I want to be able to get through all my stuff, we better get started. So let's open up with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this day, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to gather together in your house, to study your word, Lord, to learn from it and see all that it is that you have for us in it, Lord. I just pray that you be with us today, guide us and direct us in all of our discussions, Lord. I just pray that you would give me strength and courage and wisdom to speak your words, Lord, and I just pray that if somebody does take any offense to anything that is said, that it would not be something that I said, but rather, Lord, that it would be the Holy Spirit just convicting within us, Lord. And I just pray that you would give us all loving hearts and open minds and just loveness and kindness with one another throughout our discussions. And just pray that you would watch over this time. We just give it over to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so defending Christian values. Just a quick review for those who were maybe not here last week. I've been given permission by John to hand out his chocolates, so I have some. I'm excited. This is the first time I've taught a class where I can ask questions. So, first question. We watched a short video clip from the movie Time Changer. And it was a debate going on. And what was the premise of Dr. Carlyle's manuscript that Dr. Anderson had a problem with? Dad?
That you could teach the values of Christianity without the authorship of Jesus behind it.
Absolutely. Look at that. Perfect throw. First time. Hey, I know my dad. Come on now. So the premise that Dr. Anderson had a problem with is that we can teach the morals and values of Jesus Christ without the authorship of Jesus behind those. And what did Dr. Anderson say would happen to morals if there were no standards set? I'll give that to you. Basically, he would say that the morals would be left up to the individual because there is no standard. What kind do you like?
Dark.
Dark. Alrighty. I think we're starting to run low on the dark.
I don't know why that's
I was going to say, I think I need to take this home with me during the week just to preserve them. Alrighty. And then in the movie, Dr. Carlyle actually uses the time machine to travel into present day and has an incident with a young lady when she steals his hot dog. And what is the young lady's response when he asks her if she understands that stealing is a sin? Grace.
Says
who? Yeah, according to who?
Dark.
Dark. I know, I was tossing it to you. Maybe you catch it, you just stared at it and watched it go cross-eyed. I was like, oh, please catch it. Alrighty, and then in my brief introduction, I stated that this class would not be so much of a how-to, but more of a what?
A why.
A why of. What do you like?
Random.
Okay. Thank you. If this class is not going to be so much as a how-to, but more of a why of, we're going to look at the explanations and reasons behind the values that we stand behind as Christians. And what did I say were the two main reasons for going through this class? Anybody give those to me? Ouch. I certainly don't think that highly of myself, Dan. The two main reasons for going through the class are basically defense and offense. Basically, the defensive side is to be able to defend our values for ourselves, to withstand the attacks of Satan, to be able to defend the values that we have and to keep us from sinning. And the offensive side is so that we know what God's standards are so that we can preach those to the lost world. I mean, we can't let people know that they're going to hell if we can't explain why, because of their sin. So it's the defense and offense. And then what was my disclaimer? My disclaimer at the end. I gave a disclaimer at the end, my little fine print.
It had to do something about, well, like you prayed this morning, in fact, if you're offended, could it be the word of God, not me? I don't want to say anything.
Okay. basically, the disclaimer was this. We all have been raised differently. We all are at different points in our spiritual walk with the Lord, and so for that reason, we are all have different mind frames about some of these topics. And so as we start to go through it, if we say something that might be offensive, please really take the time to examine whether or not I've said something that is untrue to God's word, or if the belief that you've had for a while is contrary to God's word. Because, you know, the goal of the class and the idea is that through the study of God's word and through our discussion that we would all come to the same realizations and same truths based on the biblical foundations. And so, and the other part of the disclaimer was that I am human, so if I do make a mistake, please forgive me, but also please bring it to light so that we can all learn together. So the first topic that we're going to look at this morning, I tried to pick an easy one, but I quickly realized that I went the opposite direction and probably picked the hardest. The first couple of topics that we're going to cover are topics that I think are specific to Christians individually. These are things that may not necessarily apply to the rest of the world because of the fact that they are not saved. They don't have a regenerated body and a renewed mind. And so these principles may not necessarily apply to them because they're not held to the same standard that we are as Christians. And this first one certainly falls into that category, I think, and that is the topic of body art. And when I say body art, I'm referring to tattoos, body piercings. You hear of some people doing scarring, you know, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Cutting, you know, burning, all that kind of thing. Branding, thank you very much. Yeah, so all those kinds of things they consider in the realm of body art. Now, as I was preparing my study for this, I was really looking at it in the topic of tattoos, because for me personally, that's something that obviously hits close to home. For those of you who've met my wife, she's got several tattoos, and so she's, you know, this is something that's personal for me to be able to defend why I don't want to get a tattoo. And so as I started this study out, I was really focusing on the tattoos, so most of the things that I'll be talking about are dealing with tattoos individually, but the topic itself does include body piercings, the branding, anything considered body art. And so so that's what we're going to talk about this morning. And this was an interesting one for me to study, because I was raised all my life that, you know, my parents had the view, and so I just kind of absorbed the same view that tattoos are not something that we as Christians should desire. It's marking up the body, and but again, it was something that I didn't really fully understand why, the reason behind it. And so in my preparations, I went online and did a search for the question, should Christians get tattoos? And I got to tell you, as I was doing my initial research, I started to be persuaded that it was okay for Christians to get tattoos, that there was nothing wrong with it. And let me show you how I started to be persuaded. Scriptures that a lot of people were bringing up is Leviticus 19:28. So if you want to open up your Bible to that section, Leviticus 19:28, And this is anybody who's ever searched, you know, researched or studied the issue of tattoos knows this scripture, because I think it's because it's so specific and it actually uses the word tattoo. I don't know of any other place in the Bible where it specifically says tattoos. But Leviticus 19, verse 28, it says, "You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord." And so, I mean, that seems pretty definitive, right? Well, the argument that I was reading from all these various places online was that this particular text is referring to Jewish law, and we as Christians are no longer under Jewish law, but we're under grace. And so that doesn't apply to us, because if this text did apply to us, then according to verse 19, which is all part of this Jewish law, then we would not be able to wear any clothing made of two different materials. So, you know, go and throw out all your cotton polyester blends. And also, according to verse 27, we would no longer be able to cut our hair and shave our faces. And so it was kind of a convincing argument as I read these, you know, these things online. But as I dug in deeper and started doing my own research and reading thoroughly different texts within the Bible, I was quickly convinced of my original opinion. And so we're gonna read a few passages from the New Testament. Now, again, there's no passages that I'm aware of that specifically talk about tattoos and body art in the New Testament, but there are some passages that we can infer certain things and make logical conclusions. And so the first one I want to look at is Romans 12:1. So if you want to turn to the New Testament, Romans chapter 12, verse 1, a pretty common verse, pretty popular verse for people to memorize. This is one that I've memorized as part of this class, and so your homework is to memorize this one. This is one of your scripture verses. Romans 12:1. Romans 12:1 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." Again, many of you have probably heard that verse because it's one that gets quoted a lot, and I think it's a great verse. And so, what is this verse saying? I mean, are we to sacrifice ourselves? Well, I mean, that's basically what it is talking about, but it's not talking about a physical sacrifice. It's not saying that we have to go out and commit suicide. What it's suggesting is that the sacrifice it's talking about is our own selfish desires. That's what we're sacrificing. It's talking about dying. It's talking about dying to ourselves and giving our whole lives over to God's will, our minds, our spirit, and our bodies. And he says it's our reasonable service. In other words, he's saying, I'm not suggesting anything crazy or far-fetched. I mean, if Christ was willing to sacrifice himself, we certainly should be willing to do the same. Christ died to his own will to follow the Father's will, and Christ gave up his physical body for us so that we can have salvation. So if we truly love him and we truly want to follow him, then it stands to reason that we should be willing to sacrifice our own selfish desires and follow the Lord's will. So that's not anything crazy. That's just reasonable. And we do it out of love and respect and with the hope that we might please God. So we're to give our whole bodies over to God for his use, and we're to do only to our body as he wills. Does that make sense? So as it pertains to our subject, we should only get body art if it is honestly what God desires for us. Now that begs the question, is this something that God would ever want for us? Well, I think that if we keep reading in verse 2, we kind of get an answer to that. And it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So we're called to be not conformed to this world. And I think that body art is a prime example of conforming to something of the world. Now, I know body art has been around for thousands of years now, but it seems that in more recent times, people are getting them just to be cool or to fit in or to keep up with the trend. And I know that people have lots of reasons for getting tattoos or piercings, But underlying every single reason, I think there lies the sin of pride. And they want to get a mark on their body for the purpose of showing it off. It's like Craig mentioned a couple weeks ago about the famous Michelangelo painting that was hidden behind a couch. You don't buy a masterpiece, an expensive piece of artwork, just to hide it away in the closet. You put it up to display it. Well, tattoos are the same thing. It's considered a work of art for the artist that's producing it. You don't get it just to hide it. It's to show it off. And so does this sound like something that is in line with God's character, to have something on your body that is drawing attention to the outside, to the physical? Again, some might argue, well, I'm getting this tattoo to glorify God. You know, they might be getting a Bible verse or a cross or whatever. And some people are willing to use that as an excuse, but you have to ask them, are you getting this because it's what God wants or because it's what you want? Because would God ever purposely draw attention to outside beauty as a way of attracting people to him? I mean, it's kind of contradictory to everything that Jesus taught. So as I was doing some research online about this issue of Christians and tattoos, I came across a survey on Yahoo, and it was basically a Yahoo user just went on and posted a question: is it okay for Christians to get tattoos? And there was roughly, I think there was about 20 people at the time that I read it, there was 20 people that had posted a reply and gave their response and answer to it. Now, I know that 20 people is not a big enough number to get any kind of statistical conclusion out of it, so I'm not gonna. But I did copy down some of the responses that I thought were interesting and speak right to the point of this pride factor. And so I want to just kind of go over some of these real quickly with you. The first response that I copied down was this, quote, "I see it as purely decoration and enhancing the body that the Lord has given me," unquote. I think that seems kind of egotistical to think that you could improve upon the body that God has created for us. Now, some may say, well, what about, you know, shaving your face or styling your hair or whatever? You know, isn't that considered improving upon God's creation? Well, come on, there's a difference between maintaining your appearance, because obviously our hair grows out. You know, we have to shower and keep clean so we smell decently. You know, there's a difference between maintaining your physical appearance and actually making a permanent mark on your body with the idea that you're improving upon what God has created. So it just seems, I think it really points to that idea of that they're getting it for pride. By the way, I think I should mention that this person openly stated that they are a Christian, and they currently have 11 tattoos and 11 piercings and plan on getting many more. So here's a person who's obviously very strong in their thought that it's okay for that. But again, I wanted to come in here and have a bunch of fake tattoos all over, you know, the stick-on ones, just so I could make this impression that first appearances make a difference, okay? And we as Christians, we're a living witness for Christ. And even though we as Christians know that true beauty lies on the inside and God values all of us, our human tendency is to notice what's on the outside and make a judgment on that. And so I wanted to come in here and do that, but then I realized, well, we have regular service afterwards, and I can't be up front singing with that. So anyways, so I can just imagine, you know, what people's first impression of this individual is when they walk into a room and they've got 11 piercings and 11 tattoos. And this was an old post, so I don't know how many they've got now. They said they plan on getting many more. So the second response I wrote down, I think that there is nothing wrong with getting a tattoo, and as far as I know, there is nothing in the Bible saying it is wrong. As long as it's what you want and it has meaning to you. And it's that last sentence that really, I think, just kind of drives the point home. And it just screams of pride and selfishness that this is because it's what they want and they're getting it for themselves. It's the exact opposite of what we just read in Romans 12:1. But it holds so true as to why so many Christians are willing to get tattoos, because it's something that they want and they're not even considering what God wants for them. Third response. Though many people look down on the lifestyle, I find that there is nothing wrong with it. My body is my temple, and I'll adorn it how I see fit. Anybody see anything wrong with that statement? So there, obviously, there are several things wrong with that statement from a Christian standpoint. Firstly, he admits that many people look down on the lifestyle. Now, I kind of already touched on this briefly, but should we as Christians be doing anything that is looked down upon by the general masses? I mean, you know, as I said, we're not supposed to be a hindrance for the gospel. We have to think about how is this going to affect my testimony, and what is a person's first thought when they see me before I even get a chance to speak? Because again, first impressions are very important. And you know, if somebody already has an impression of me and has made you know, a decision about me, they're not even going to listen to what I have to say. So you really have to think about how it's going to affect our testimony. And I already touched on a bunch of that stuff. So, and that brings up another point. Why would you want to do something to your body, again, that would draw attention to outer beauty? Again, it just goes contradictory to everything that Jesus taught. I mean, if our whole lives are to be a living example of what Christ taught us, why would we do something that is a direct example of the contrary teaching? So, and the second part of that statement is what really gets me, and I think a lot of you as well, the fact that they think that their body is their temple and they'll do whatever they want to it. And we're going to look at another verse that speaks completely contradictory to that. And so we're going to look at that in just a minute, but I want to show you, give you the final response that I wrote down. And this one I thought was I'll just give it to you and let you make your own decision. He says, it says in the Bible not to get tattoos, but you should get them anyways. It's all in how you translate it. So here's another example, another reason why some people get tattoos, and that's just blatant defiance, plain and simple. They just want to be defiant. And they say it's all in how you translate it. In other words, if the Bible teaches something that you don't agree with, well, just change how you translate it and interpret it, and you're A-OK. You know, and so that's kind of what that is. I do need to mention that out of the 20 responses that I read, all 20 expressed their approval of Christians getting tattoos. And of the 20, 14 of them stated that they were Christian. 2 said that they used to be Christian. And only one of them said that he's never been a Christian. And the other 3 made no mention of their religious background. So these were all views that Christians have. And these are the excuses that they're coming up with for getting tattoos. So by reading just a few of these responses, we can see some of the most common reasons for people getting tattoos. Again, people will say they get a tattoo for such and such reason, that there's meaning behind it and it means something to me. But I think that if we examine it deeper, we can boil nearly all of those reasons down to selfishness, pride, conformity, and defiance. I mean, those are kind of the 4 main reasons that I saw behind it, those sinful reasons. And I had another thought days after I had written this down, and just, you know, I was actually in the shower and just thinking about this, and the Lord just brought it to my mind. But, you know, we're talking about tattoos and piercings as, you know, the reasons behind it is pride, selfishness, and conformity. Can you think of another practice nowadays that is becoming more and more popular that people get those? Say it. Cosmetic surgery. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Cosmetic surgery is becoming more and more popular nowadays, and it's the same reasons behind getting the surgery. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, reconstructive surgery. I'm not talking about a child that was born with a cleft palate and is going to be, you know, abnormal for the rest of his life. And I'm not talking about somebody who was mutilated in a house fire or something like that. That's reconstructive surgery. That's different than, than pure cosmetic surgery, than a woman getting bigger breasts just so she can have more cleavage, or you know, the facelifts, or you know, the getting fat injected into your lips. You know, some of these things are bizarre. You know.
A lot of getting fat removed.
And getting fat removed, absolutely, and it all of it just screams of pride and selfishness behind it, and a dissatisfaction with the body that God has given you. And so anyways, that was just a little side tangent, something that you could probably include in this whole topic of body art. I want to give you a second passage that you can commit to memory. So turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm going to turn there as well. I've memorized these on my own, but I don't want to recite them and have you think that I'm just showing off, so I'm going to turn to it as well. But I would encourage you highly, please take the time to commit these to memory, because these are the things, you know, as I said in the introductory class, you know, Psalm 119:11 says, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." We want to commit these things to memory so that when we're out in the world and we don't have our Bible in front of us, we've got these things that we can just recite off from memory and from our heart. And it's amazing how many times you'll be in a situation that you shouldn't be in, and God brings the right memory verse to mind to convict you in that moment. And again, for our defense as well. So 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So here's a passage that completely blows up that argument that I just read ago, that this individual thought his body was his temple and he can do whatever he wants to it. So the main reason why we as Christians should not be getting tattoos or piercings for our bodies is that our bodies are not ours. Our body, once we've become a Christian, our body is no longer ours. Quite frankly, it never was ours to begin with, but once we've become a Christian, we come to that realization that it's not ours. It belongs to God. He owns it. He bought it. He paid an extremely high price for it. You know, we just got done celebrating Easter and the Resurrection Sunday, and so hopefully it's still fresh in your minds what kind of price God did pay for us. And so He owns our bodies. And so it's His choice what to do with our bodies, not ours. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." So again, we're to glorify God in everything that we do, including our bodies. So the main point is this. We as Christians should never do anything that takes glory away from God and places it upon ourselves. That's what it means to be a living sacrifice, and that's what it means to glorify God in our bodies. And I'm about 5 minutes ahead of the mark that I was told to cut off, so that leaves a few minutes for discussion. Anybody have anything they want to say?
Hey, you mentioned that it's been around for thousands of years, and it has, but if you really look at it, probably 99.9% of the time, it's identified with pagan religions. It's part of their rituals and traditions and everything else. So, yeah, you know.
And that's actually, when you study Leviticus, you know, that first verse that I looked at, that is part of the reason why he was even giving that command, is because at the time, one of the popular things to do was to get a tattoo of the god that you worshipped. And so he didn't want the Jews to be getting tattoos to show that they're worshipping, you know, the one true God. He was saying, that's something that's for the pagans. You don't do that. You are separated from that. And so I think that's just yet another argument against getting tattoos of a cross or you know, scripture verse or whatever, because that's kind of exactly what they were talking about, is making a mark on your body to identify yourself with that God. Now, you may have the right intention, but that's something that's associated with the pagan religions. So, yes, absolutely. Yes?
Your love and your daughter's love for you and for her, and has made her so special to us. I mean, we have come to love your family, and it's been a real eye-opener for me to help me be very aware of what my heart has degenerated to sometimes, and recognizing there is a value and a specialness even in these people who have made some bad decisions. And a lot of these guys I deal with in the pregnancy center, they're fathering children as young men, and many of them have tattoos, and it's just been so much easier since I have made this transition, and through the blessing of your family, to be able to love these guys than I might look down at them otherwise.
Thank you. Yes?
I'm just wondering where is that for this?
I knew somebody was going to bring it up.
Continuing this topic next week?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we'll pick it up again next week, because I got to tell you, Mom brought that up to me during the week as I was kind of giving her a few of my talking points, and it's a deep rabbit hole to go into, and so I don't want to have to stop in the middle of that. So bring that up at the opening of next week, and we'll kind of talk about that. Well, I guess I am now.
Share something with us.
Yeah. I'm just thinking all the men that go into service, it seems like. I think people do those things out of ignorance, and they don't know what the Bible says, or maybe they're not Christians, or they've never read that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that, again, that's the offensive side of the class is it's our call to be letting people know, about these things. Now, again, I said that this particular class is dealing more about people who are already Christians. We as Christians know that our body is for God, and it's our responsibility to use it for Him. But a person who is not saved yet, they don't have that understanding, and they don't even have that same responsibility. And so for me to condemn somebody who is not a Christian getting a tattoo, I don't think that's right. Because, again, people, everybody has a past sin life before we've been saved. And so, yeah.
What do you do toward people that are Christians to get a tattoo?
Again, I think that we have to, if they got the tattoo before they were Christian, obviously, We all understand that, we all have a past life, and some of those things in our past are visible in our present,
and some aren't,
absolutely. Now, as far as a Christian who does want to get a tattoo, again, that's why we're looking at these passages, so that we, in loving kindness, can show them these truths and say, look, this is why God does not want you to have a tattoo. This is why he doesn't want you to have a permanent mark on your body, whatever your reason might be behind it. That's why we're going through this class, and that's why we need to memorize these verses.
Just the issue, the question I was going to raise, and how fast do you want to shut this off?
I do, actually. We'll maybe bring it up next week.
Like I said, I have no idea how long this class is going to go, because, I got through my material, but the discussion, we could go probably another 2 weeks worth. So at some point, we will have to cut off the discussions, but hopefully we'll get enough of it that we can all feel comfortable with where we leave things. So I do have to cut off. So let's close in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we once again just thank you for this opportunity to gather together as fellow believers and examine your word and examine these various topics that we are going to talk about, and in particular this topic today of body art, tattoos, and body piercings, and how we use the body that you have given us, Lord. We just pray that you would instill in our hearts a desire and a need and a want out of love and respect for you, Lord, to do with our bodies what you would want, Lord, that we would glorify you through our bodies, Lord, and that we would not be selfish with our bodies. I just pray again, Lord, that you would touch all of our hearts and minds, Lord, and just convict us in the areas that we need to be convicted, and soften our hearts and help us to understand what your word says, Lord. Lord, as we dismiss and head into our regular service, I just pray that you would watch over it, watch over our singing, let it be glorifying to you. watch over this special presentation we're going to have, Lord, of this Seder, and just pray that you would be with the presenter, give him wisdom and courage and boldness, and give us all open hearts to see the beauty of it, Lord. And we just pray that everything that we would do this morning would be glorifying to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.